Now, yesterday, Subsea 7 announced it had made the decision to cease its investment in the proposed Learmonth pipeline bundle fabrication facility near Exmouth. This is a significant decision after some very mixed feelings from the community about the project. Paul Gamblin is the director of Protect Ningaloo and has been very vocal in his opposition to the project. Here's some of what he had to say to ABC Pilbara's Louise Mylan.
It's a huge day for everybody who loves Exmouth Gulf and Ningaloo. It's a day that we wondered if we'd ever experience, to be honest. But now that it's here, it's still kind of settling in. We're still trying to get our heads around it, to be honest. But it's very exciting. It's really a victory for the Gulf's magnificent nature. It's for the victory for the community. It's a victory for common sense and for the future. And for the tens of thousands of people who took a stand and wrote a letter to their MP or wore a t-shirt, they should feel really good about what they've achieved together today.
And what was that process like to get to this point?
A lot of people had to work very hard to make the case for Exmouth Gulf to be protected, really to have common sense applied here, to help everyone understand how special Exmouth Gulf is, how fragile it is. It's a world-class environment. It's got so much incredible wildlife. And it's a really important part of the economy up there. So this is a victory that has also secured the tourism sector, the reputation, the incredible brand that Ningaloo Exmouth Gulf has. So it's one that I think many people will reflect on in the days ahead and the weeks ahead. And the work to stop industrialisation in Exmouth Gulf isn't over, but this is a major step in the right direction.
As in light of the news we spoke to you about the other day, with the World Heritage listing raising some concerns about the state of Ningaloo, is this particularly poignant right now?
This is particularly poignant and topical, given the warning from the IUCN that Ningaloo reef's health is beginning to slip. And what we've been saying is that government and industry need to be doing everything possible to reduce the impacts of activity in the Gulf. And so Subsea 7 withdrawing its proposal does withdraw one of the major risks that the Gulf face. The decision by Subsea 7 to withdraw its proposal is particularly topical at the moment, given the warning just last week from the IUCN that Ningaloo's health is beginning to slip. Governments need to be doing everything in their power to reduce the pressure on Exmouth Gulf and Ningaloo, and the withdrawal of this major industrial proposal is a really important step in that direction, which is by no means over. We need to continue to fight other major proposals. This is a very positive step in terms of the long-term future and health of Exmouth Gulf and Ningaloo.
What other proposals will you be fighting in the future? Where to from here?
It seems like every few months a major industrial proposal is put on the table for Exmouth Gulf. First it was Subsea 7, then it was a major salt production facility, and now it's a deep water port. So this is clearly a major concern. We really need to see government step in now and say, enough is enough, let's draw a line in the sand and not allow heavy industry into Exmouth Gulf. The fact that Subsea 7 has now been removed is an important milestone in that larger battle, but we'll continue to scrutinise every proposal that comes forward and to make clear that there's a better future, a smarter future for Exmouth Gulf that doesn't involve it being industrialised.
What do you think was so effective about this campaign against the pipeline?
The campaign for Exmouth Gulf and Ningaloo reached a very mainstream audience right across Western Australia, in the region around Exmouth too, across Australia and internationally as well. So it was one that really caught the attention of people. Exmouth Gulf is one of the last really special, relatively intact wildlife havens left on the planet, and I think people increasingly want to see those places protected and want to see the tourism industry that is so famed in that region prosper into the future and not be compromised by inappropriate development. So this is a real signal that the community is able to stand up and to make something happen, which is really important and creates a positive legacy.